So anyway, so these are the three divisions. You know, there's a term for these three, but I don't remember that. And so so all the phenomena in the mind only school are divided into these three. So, do you remember? Well established, other power, and imputed. Other power, well established, and imputed. So that which is generated by dependence is cause and condition is other power phenomena, and that is mutually inclusive with compounded phenomena. And then the well-established phenomena is usually referred to the emptiness. And when it says the definition of the well-established phenomena, you know, is the ultimate goal of the pure path. So that's the kind of definition. So I don't know exactly, but you know, that is the kind of definition, like the ultimate goal of the pure path. And then so merely imputed by concept, you know, is the imputed phenomena. So if it's other power and well-established phenomena, then it has to exist. It has to exist. But if it is imputed phenomena, it is not necessary to exist. And in the imputed phenomena, there are some which exist, there are some which does not exist. So we say the imputed phenomena that exists, you know, it's like what we said. What we mentioned earlier about the space, so the meaning generality. So also the time, like the past, present, and future, like the year, month, and day. So these are imputed phenomena that exist. And the imputed phenomena that does not exist, you know, is like the rabbit's horn. So the rabbit's horn, or space flower, and so forth. So these are imputed phenomena, but do not exist. They are imputed, but that do not exist. And then it says the realities are pervaded by non-affirming negatives. So reality here also is referring to the emptiness. Right? The emptiness is pervaded by non-affirming negatives. So if it's emptiness, then it has to be non-affirming negatives. An example of other non-affirming negatives are presented in the same way as the Sautantika. So it's the same way, just as it's presented or explained in the Sautantika school, it's the same here also.
Mm-hmm. yum do tomo mai de ken ya gi chi da ne tomo sa ro ka lo lo ne ro do wa ken ne ma ga ba ken ga ba la mai ga da ne ga yi ne ne ga ken
and so the m so so the emptiness or the person who is empty of existing self-sufficient substantially is a non-affirmative, you know, non-affirming negative. So the in the so so the negatives or like you know negates you know so that what the you know there are two ways of negating you know the affirming. Affirm, non-affirming negatives and affirming negatives. So you negate. So not the emptiness is non-affirming negatives or like negating. So it's a non-affirming negative that negates you know, the object of negation. So that is, so that's the emptiness is you know, emptiness is. Non-affirming negative that negates the object of negation.
So,
주니들 주니들 도머니 주번이라다
주니들 주발에 주니 모두 안에 대진이 그래 여기다 다 들어가 가나 대진보다 넘었어요.
Yeah, so the reality in this case is the same as an emptiness and also the well-established phenomena. They're all same.
어제 남다랑이 누가 다들 요르고 재밌으나는 거야. 내가 도머니 재밌어. 또 그러네.
So it says like you know the ultimate goal of the pure path. So that is the definition of the well-established phenomena. And so emptiness, reality are all like that. And when you say the pure path, you know, that the tool, you know, that the path that purifies, the path that purifies the deluded obstacles and the path that purifies the obstacle to the
omniscience.
And so the path that purifies deluded obstacles. In this case, it should be the uninterrupted path that purifies the deluded obstacles. So that includes all the the uninterrupted part of the path of seeing in the hearer's path, you know, from the all the way to the end of the path of meditation, the uninterrupted part of the path of meditation, and then also the beginning of the path of. Seeing the uninterrupted path, or the path of seeing in the solitary rider's path, solitary rider's vehicle, and all the way until the end of the uninterrupted path of the path of meditation in the solitary vehicle. So these are all uninterrupted path that purifies the deluded obstacles.
And
in the Mahayana path, the uninterrupted path that purifies the obstacle to omniscience, you know, is from the uninterrupted path of the path of seeing in the Mahayana path, Mahayana vehicle. All the way up to the tenth, you know, the uninterrupted part of the tenth bhumi, in the part of meditation. So there are 11 uninterrupted parts. So in this unhindered path, they purify or they eliminate the obstacles, obstacle to the omniscient, by depending on the emptiness. So that's why it's called well established or ultimate goal of the ultimate goal of the pure path.
Mm-hmm.